This is Earth and Sky for Monday, April 26th. A century ago, astronomers thought very differently about the structure, size, and contents of our universe.
Their way of thinking can be illustrated in part by a single event, sometimes called the Great Debate, which took place on today's date in 1920. It was part of a lecture series held by the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C.
Harlow Shapley and Heber Curtis had spent their careers studying our Milky Way galaxy. In the debate, Shapley argued that the entire universe was contained within this galaxy. He thought the galaxy was large, 300,000 light-years across, and that the Sun was not at the center. Shapley also thought that so-called spiral nebulae, pinwheel-shaped smudges of light seen by telescopes, were relatively nearby clouds of gas located within the Milky Way.
Curtis took a different view. He thought the Sun was nearly in the center of a smaller galaxy, only 30,000 light-years across. He thought the spiral nebulae were island universes, external galaxies located beyond our Milky Way. Both Shapley and Curtis were partly correct. 5 years later, the spiral nebulae were shown to be external galaxies, as Curtis had argued. Meanwhile, Shapley was right that the Sun is far from the center of our Milky Way galaxy.
And that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.